On SEN, The Captain's Run with Kane Corns.
Mum, my auntie and my older sister are currently driving back from Adelaide, back to Victoria today. They were with me this past week. They got into Adelaide before the borders shut, and I was able to spend a few days with them this week, which was great. But they were obviously planning to come to the game in Adelaide and be there to support me, knowing that the borders were going to shut in Victoria, from Adelaide to Victoria. So they got over, and then obviously, yeah, yesterday was a whirlwind for them, thinking they weren't coming, then were coming to the game, and then not coming. So at this stage, they won't be able to be there, which is sad. But you know, we had a good chat last night, a family dinner last night, and kind of celebrated in some way. And I know that they'll be there in spirit, and I know that they've given me so much over the journey, and there's no doubt I'll be running out with them and for them on Friday night.
Travis Boak speaking ahead of game 300 tonight, and after thinking she wasn't going to be able to attend, as you just heard son Travis detail there, Chicky Boak is now part of the AFL Nation commentary team with Jared Waitley, Anthony Hudson, Jared Healy and Jordan Lewis, and she joins us. Chicky, what a story. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kane. It's an incredible story. It's been an incredible whirlwind few days. It's been crazy. It's crazy.
I can't imagine for you, like, the amount of miles you have covered to watch your son play football, and then he gets to 300 and the prospect of not being there. I mean, in all seriousness, like, it was heartbreaking, really. So to have this opportunity open up, what does it mean to you?
Oh, Kane, as I just said before, that it means the world to me. I've had all emotions of tears and can't wipe the smile off my face. It just means the world. It's a dream come true that I can be there, and he knows that there's one member of the family there with him as well. After the tears, I'm dropping him at the airport on Tuesday night, thinking it's not going to eventuate.
So what? So Tuesday was when it all sort of got a little bit crazy. I was speaking to Chad as well, and they were there. Then they were off. Showdown. Then so what did you do? So then the borders shut the following day at midnight, but you were able to get to Victoria in time. Clearly.
Yes, because we left on the Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
So before the borders closed that Wednesday night. Yeah. Yep. So that was all good.
From the moment he was drafted, I mean, it was so tough for the family, clearly, for him to leave. You haven't missed many games, which is extraordinary, really, considering you live in Torquay. I mean, you could probably... The sacrifice you've made, I guess you've loved every bit of it, but you've been right there, right from the day dot.
Yeah, absolutely. 'Cause it was so hard with him leaving, and for him to settle and know that we're okay, that it was okay for him to go interstate after his dad dying. He doesn't have to be the father figure or anything like that. Going to support him, he could see we're fine. We're with you wherever you go and whatever you do. And it's been an incredible journey. And as you know, you've been part of it with him. So, very much so.
You've been such a big part of the Port Adelaide family. There was times when Geelong arrived in town and they were caught with the cameras. But Boakie's spoken this week about how the Port Adelaide Football Club have embraced him and his family. I mean, that must have been so important when he was thinking about leaving at certainly one stage throughout his career.
Absolutely. I couldn't speak more highly of just how much they've given us as a family, and that is testament with his loyalty to them to stay there. And that's right, would have been quite easy for him to pack up and come home. But as the conversations we'd had, and I said, no, I know where your heart is, and the loyalty he has for the club, as which we do too, for everything they've done for us as a family. So, I couldn't have been happier that he stayed.
Now, Chicky, what sort of watcher are you? I mean, are you a nervous watcher? do you commentate to yourself? What sort of commentary can we expect tonight if you do get behind the microphone?
Oh. my gosh. Now I'll leave it to the experts like yourself, Kane. I think I'm a
Are you a nervous watcher?
I'm a nervous watcher. I think I've been caught on TV a couple of times with, you know, the hands up to the face and going, oh, no, and then all those expressions that go with it. So, yeah. But
so how did this come about? So in the last, I guess it's just sort of happened today or maybe yesterday. How did it come about that you could get approved and you're part of the team?
I really don't know, to be honest. I just got a phone call and saying that there's a possibility and that they through SEN and being so wonderful, to make this happen. And yeah, I just couldn't believe it when I got the phone call. I was beside myself.
You would be. It's one of the great football stories. Now, I'm glad you can sort of relax and enjoy the day and the build-up. I know your two daughters would love to be there as well, but to have you there is so important to Boakie, and it's so special. Firstly, congratulations. Without seeing the sacrifices that you've made, you wouldn't understand it. So credit to yourself and your son, who's an absolute star and has probably got another 100 games left in him. So you'll get plenty of times to watch him again. But I'm glad you're going to be there, and thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, Kane, thank you very much for those kind words, and thanks for having me. Take care.
Chicky Boak is now part of the AFL Nation commentary team. You've got no idea the sacrifice that lady has made, as all parents do, but the heartbreak, losing Father Roger just prior to Travis being drafted interstate was such an emotional toll. And I know the SEN audience gets to listen to Boakie a lot because he's one of Gary and Tim's favourites, and he gets them on regularly. So you know the sort of human he is. But for the work that Hutchie and everyone has done to make that happen tonight is extraordinary. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll get her behind the microphone. We'll find out just exactly what sort of nervous footballer watcher she is. Chicky Boak joining us this morning will be in attendance for game number 300 of her son, who she will be a part of the AFL Nation commentary team from 6 o'clock tonight. Looking forward to it. We've got about 10 minutes to take your calls, 1-300-736-736. We had a few things to speak about. I really am interested in the Alex Rance story. I think it's fascinating. Jay Clark in the Herald Sun saying that he is potentially making a return through Essendon's VFL side. So that'll be fascinating. For me, it's Bombers clearly have the advantage there. If he does choose to go back into the AFL, he's 31 years of age. He's young enough. I think the club that could use him most, well, there's a lot of clubs that could use him, but if the Western Bulldogs slotted Alex Rance in to fullback for the next 3 years, look out is all I would say. And the other one that is a bit of a sadder one that I just wanted to speak about this morning was Adam Simpson's comments about just the landscape of footy at the moment and how that can filter down and the effect that it can have on the young players coming through and those looking to get drafted. West coach Adam Simpson says, this is an article in the West Australian, says clubs will increasingly draft private schoolboys from stable family backgrounds because of COVID-19 financial cuts. It meant that they no longer had the resources to help players who arrive with problems. So Simpson said it does affect who you draft and who you develop. You really want to go for the talent and, gee, this kid needs a lot of help. Can we resource that with the support around him, either mental health issues or family support or learning difficulties or those types of things that you're happy to take a risk on because you can resource it? We don't have that anymore. And now you're more inclined to go safer in the draft and you'll just draft the same type of player. You know, mum and dad, I'm quoting, still married. The kids go to private school. They're not much of a hassle off the field and you'll get that player, which has massive ramifications on giving players from less privileged backgrounds opportunities in the AFL. This is a senior premiership coach with a warning to the AFL. If these cuts continue or they don't get back to the levels that they were, then you can't support the players to that point and they will only draft the safe options. I thought that was interesting. 1-300-736-736. We'll take a call or two from you before we wrap up. Lines available right now. Jump on and have your say.